St. Louis Cardinals.
Roger Stone returns to court today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time in Washington, D.C.
They want to silence me because I will stand up for Donald Trump.
And like the president, Stone claims he's caught up in a witch hunt and there was no Russian collusion. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Stone's court appearance comes as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker signals the Russia probe is close to a conclusion, telling reporters in a question and answer session.
I hope that we can get the report from Director Mueller as soon as possible.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff tweeted that Whitaker's remark was inappropriate, writing, "While the probe is ongoing, Mueller can speak for himself." President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, telling Fox News, "We prefer that as much of the report as possible is public." Dave.
Now, Rachel Stone is charged with lying and witness tampering and obstruction in a special counsel's probe. It's frigid across the northern U.S.
You can feel the cold through your legs.
She's in Chicago where it's 2 degrees, but tomorrow night it'll drop to minus 21. Not good for people who need to be outside, like mail carriers.
3 sweatshirts under here and 2 t-shirts, and then I'm wearing 3 pair of thermals. So, you know, you got to be prepared when you get out here.
It's even colder. From the Dakotas to Wisconsin, wind chills the next few nights could hit 60 below zero.
Snow and ice across the south. That's the other big story. Atlanta, Georgia, Mobile, Alabama, areas that don't typically see this kind of weather need to be on alert.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Now, there are about 1,000 flights that are canceled today. Many of them are to and from either Chicago or Atlanta. PG&E, the nation's biggest utility, went to court early this morning in California to file for bankruptcy protection. The company is facing hundreds of costly lawsuits blaming it for sparking deadly wildfires. And Apple is working on a fix to FaceTime, a glitch in group chat that allows people to hear someone even if they don't answer the FaceTime call. This is Fox News.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
As Roger Stone goes back to court today, ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will go to prison in March for lying to Congress and campaign finance violations. We'll go to Capitol Hill next week after all.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says Michael Cohen has agreed to appear on February 8th. His appearance, Schiff says, is voluntary and the testimony is closed door. Cohen was scheduled to testify to the House Oversight Committee, but backed out last week, citing ongoing threats to his family from President Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In a statement, Schiff says the committee will work with Cohen and law enforcement to protect him and his family. President Trump said Cohen has only been threatened by the truth. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two police officers in Houston are critical but stable this morning. Three others were wounded when two suspects shot at them as they served a warrant looking for drugs at a house. The cops fired back.
Those suspects, once we were able to render the scene safe by SWAT, were pronounced deceased at the scene from the return gunfire from the officers.
That's Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo. An illegal immigrant behind bars in Nevada now charged with murder, accused in 4 killings.
Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks says Wilbert Martinez Guzman is facing multiple charges in his county.
What someone's status may be in the country has nothing to do with how we're proceeding on this case.
Douglas County DA Mark Jackson says even though the crimes happened in 2 different counties, one of those being his, the DA's teamed up to file one case.
We understand that there could be some legal issues associated with that will be resolved in the courts.
He says the 20-year-old El Salvadoran stole a gun from a couple in Reno, killed 2 women with that weapon in 1 county, then went back to the home of the couple in Reno to kill them. He's been charged already in Carson City in connection with pawning his alleged victim's jewelry. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now rising the day after the Dow dropped 209 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Well, local news, good morning. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a two-year warranty and all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com. I am Stevie J, along with Diane Ducey. Now local news with Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Ringo Starr is coming to State Farm Center in August. That performance is set for 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 20th. Tickets go on sale February 8th at 10 a.m. Tickets range from $54 to $149. CU at Home needs extra volunteers this week to help at its daytime drop-in center for the homeless. The News Gazette says the center is being kept open today, Wednesday, and Thursday as an emergency warming center from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. The 2019 tax filing season began yesterday. The IRS is back to work now that the federal government shutdown is over. The IRS has been working to get operations back to normal and said it expects to start sending out refunds the first week of February. The IRS still expects to issue more than 90% of refunds within 21 days of a taxpayer filing their tax return electronically. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Simply magnificent. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Yep. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
And, you know, essentially a couple of weeks away from Valentine's Day, so it's always good to keep them in mind, Blossom Basket Florist. Well, bitterly cold. We're at 5 right now. 15 below zero on the wind chill. Winds out of the west at 16 miles per hour. This wind chill warning kicks in tonight with the lows 17 below zero, and that means 27 to 47 on the wind chill factor. The chance of precipitation at 20% today, otherwise fair conditions. Tomorrow's high 6 below zero, down to 14 below zero with clear conditions Wednesday night. Sunshine expected Thursday, high 12, low 10, 29 Friday. You know, it just gets better and better into the weekend. We're up towards 40 on Saturday. So it's just getting over these next couple of days. Again, we're at 5 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Ringo Starr and his all-star band coming to the State Farm Center. How about that? It's kind of cool. A kind of a legendary guy, Ringo Starr, coming to the State Farm Center. He's added some dates. I know one of them are here, but I never read the release. Anyway, he's coming here. I don't know the date. August? Be pretty cool.
It is in August. It's a Tuesday in August.
Okay, because I look at this whole thing. It doesn't say anything.
You're kidding.
I just saw Ringo.
I see.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. Ringo Starr, he's going to be 79.
Oh, wow.
He's almost 80. Holy cow. Who couldn't listen to this stuff? This is actually a George Harrison song that he gave to Ringo as a gift.
August 20th.
State Farm Center, Ringo Starr, legendary Ringo Starr. They can buy a ticket, $154 if you want. 54 to 149 or 50 or something. All right, federal employees return to work. Political strategist, COO of Stampede Consulting, Holly Turner in Washington, D.C. How in the heck are you?
Doing great. You guys staying warm?
Yeah, well, that's all relative. You know, it's really easy to handle things when you know a beginning and an end.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 40s coming up. It'll feel like we're in Singapore again or something, because if you get to be 50 degrees, which is what it's supposed to be about one Monday or Tuesday, I mean, what is that? That's like 70 degrees colder or warmer.
Right.
It's okay. We're going to live. We're going to survive. How about Washington? Is it cold? You guys can't handle much out there.
No, we can't handle it. We can't take the heat. We can't take the cold. We just complain about everything here. So we're not going to get it as bad as you guys, but we'll complain way more than you will, I'm sure.
So, Holly, what does it feel like to be paid for what you think? That's so cool.
It is. It's great. I love it. I love it.
All right, so what do you think about the federal employees going back? We know Nancy Pelosi won the day. It's all over the media. It has to be true. So she wins. Trump is a wimp. Better than, worse than George Herbert Walker Bush or Ann Coulter.
Wow.
So what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, just the hysteria that has become the mainstream media these days is just, I mean, it's exhausting. And when you think they just can't do it anymore, they can't get so worked up and twist things around anymore, because it just takes a lot of energy to do that. They surprise me, and they just keep doing it. But, yeah, I think this was a smart move by the president. The Republicans had tried several times to advance bills to get federal employees paid without actually opening up the government. That way they could continue to negotiate with Democrats. But the Democrats said, nope, we do not want one single federal employee to be paid until you reopen the entire government. So the president said, fine, we've got 3 weeks of, I'm sure, not very productive negotiations, because the Democrats have no intention of giving one single cent to the wall. And then the president's going to be in a position of saying, all right, guys, I'm going to declare a national emergency, and we're going to get this done. This is a promise I made to the American people. They voted for me to be in office because this was my number one promise, and I'm going to keep my promise. So I think that's what we can expect.
Well, but then what? I mean, how many court challenges? Does it go to the Supreme Court quickly? Does it not? Is he framed? I mean, we already know the narrative's already been written. Is it he's a dictator? He's going against the will of the American people? What's the game plan?
Yeah, it'll be a great great talking point for the Democrats to have as they go into 2020, to be able to frame him as a treacherous dictator. But the truth is, we may actually not have to go that route. The Trump campaign, Brad Parscales, the campaign manager for Trump, has just released some poll numbers. I don't know if you've discussed those yet this morning, but they did some polling in 10 congressional districts that are currently being held by Democrats, and it showed that 61% of voters in those districts support the president's position on border security.
How many? You said 61?
61%.
Wow, that's a lot these days.
Yep.
That's a lot,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a lot, yep. And granted, look, these are congressional districts that the president won in 2016, but they're currently being held by a Democrat. So, Pelosi's got a situation where she's got to decide, does she protect those Democrat seats and help those congressional members keep their voters happy, or does she stick to her guns and work on her own legacy by having this continued standoff with the president? So I think we will see some Democrats start to come out in support of this plan. They may have to, reframe the words that they use a little bit so it doesn't look like they are funding a wall per se, but I do think that the president will get some support from the Democrat side. They just can't afford to not support him on this.
Well, she'd have to schedule a vote. Nancy Pelosi would have to schedule a vote without backing it, and then say she allowed the vote and she was against it, but the all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything's going to happen. I really don't, because Item one, don't look like he won anything. You can't let him do anything. It's too close. It's a year and a half away now or whatever. I think it's a total stonewall. I just don't know what happens legally.
Yeah, well, you can be sure that if whatever the president does, I mean, the president can't sneeze without somebody challenging it in court.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Whatever he ends up doing, it's going to be challenged. We already know, that Ninth Circuit is just outrageous, and so I wherever it's filed, I'm sure it's going to be very selective by the part of the plaintiffs, and it'll be a battle. But the president's never shied away from a battle before,
and he's had
plenty of victories in the Supreme Court.
Good news for Donald Trump: a new villain has emerged. He is Howard Schultz.
Howard Schultz is going to be turned into mincemeat, I think, by the time the president's done with him. And
well, no, I think the Democrats are going to turn him into mincemeat. Holly, the Democrats are going to turn him into mincemeat.
Because, right.
I mean, Donald won't have to. Howard can't run. He won't get an invite to any more parties in his life.
Well, what does it say about the Democrat Party that Howard Schultz, who is a far-left Democrat, can't even run in the Democrat Party anymore? Like, that party is so far off the rails that Howard Schultz said, I can't even do it anymore.
Well,
so,
but that's what Nancy Pelosi's worried about is the far left. Now, remember, the only time in my life I felt sorry for the speaker was when she was in San Francisco and the left was bashing her for not being left enough?
Right.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost control.
Unbelievable. Okay, Holly, how do people find you, track you? Holly Turner, how do they find you?
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter a lot, so you can follow me on Twitter, Holly W. Turner, at Holly W. Turner. And if you are interested in working for conservative causes, you can also go to stampedeconsulting.com. We are always hiring conservatives to knock on doors, text voters and make phone calls to voters to try and get them out to vote. So hiring conservatives at stampedeconsulting.com.
Well, if you ever want to pay somebody who thinks he knows what he's talking about, that'd be me.
Great.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, because I sure think I know what I'm talking about. Hey, Holly, nice chatting again. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye.
You can always text us, 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. All right, I was at Jock Jams last night. A little briefing on that coming up. That's the fundraiser that all the University of Illinois athletes put together. Kathy Kaler does a great job coordinating all that.
Awesome.
Anyway, a little briefing on
that. Track team came out on top.
Track and field. They had about 50 track and fielders out there doing some serious dance work.
Okay, good.
Here we go with sports headlines.
All right, looking forward to hearing about that. In the AP Top 25 poll, Duke is number 2. Tennessee, number 1 again. Virginia, number 3, Gonzaga, 4, Michigan at 5, Michigan State, 6, Purdue, 17, Maryland bumped down to 21 after their loss against the Illini, and Wisconsin, number 24. As you said, Stevie, towards the end of the season, people are going to worry about playing us. It'll take their ranking down.
Well, we seem to be going one direction. Hold on to Big Ten, like Nebraska and Indiana and Penn State and Rutgers. Rutgers is okay, but I mean, I think the Illini have a chance to win some more basketball games.
Agreed, and maybe we can get that tomorrow against Minnesota at 8 o'clock. Of course, it'll be kind of a grudge match for them since we womped them before.
Womped. Haven't heard that word in a while. We womp you.
Ohio State and Michigan tonight. Maryland and Northwestern. Wisconsin is at Nebraska. We had Golden State beating the Indiana Pacers 132-100. Bulls are at Brooklyn tonight. I could stop there if you'd like.
What is the Busey Advantage? Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place. They've got personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, and wealth management. Busey's local. Conveniently located near your home and office, they have a large network with more than 60 banking centers and 30,000-plus surcharge-free ATMs. Whether you're down the street or across the country, their online and mobile banking services allow you to carry the branch with you. And I got into depositing things now, and that's just easy as anything. Just snap a picture.
I know it.
And push deposit, and it's in. Put your trust in their history of strength and service. Busey has served the needs of our community for 150 years. Busey ranked in the top 3% of commercial banks nationally. Get the services and benefits you want and need from your bank. Benefit from the Busey Advantage today. Visit any Busey location. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com for solutions to your personal, business, and wealth management needs. Busey, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Of course, a lot of people heading to Atlanta for Super Bowl 53 on Sunday, where there's a high in the mid-50s expected. But today, they've got a chance for some snow and down to 21
Atlanta
tonight.
Doesn't know how to do that.
I know it.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
We've got a high 10, a low 17 below zero. The wind chill warning starts tonight and extends. extends through Thursday morning. Only up to 6 below zero and down to 14 below zero for Wednesday's forecast. On Thursday, we've got sunshine, high 12, 29 by Friday, and up towards 40 by Saturday. So, again, we just need to get through the next 24 hours together. Right now, the temperature's at 5 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business News. It's brought to you this morning by Eric Boland and Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric or Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, I was at Folinger last night for the Jock Jams. It was really fun. Tell you about that next. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, more earnings news from corporate America. Verizon is reporting a mixed quarter. Harley-Davidson's business was disappointing. Motorcycle sales declined more than 6% around the world. And Pfizer lost money in the recent quarter. That's because of expenses included in acquiring another business. Its forecast for the year is disappointing. Utility PG&E has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. In a statement, the company says it is not going out of business. It expects there will be no disruption to service, and it is continuing to provide electricity and natural gas. Apple is working on a fix for a glitch in its FaceTime video chat system that could let callers listen in while the device is still ringing. An update is expected later this week. Apple's earnings are released after the Wall Street close. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You almost have to go to see Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
It's the last chance. You know, you're going to be 79. Turning 79 in July. I mean, he was the drummer. It was always, you know, John and Paul, you know, writing the songs, words and music. And
right out front.
George Harrison was a remarkable songwriter. And, It was just one of those special moments that lasted about 6-7 years before the Beatles broke up in 1970.
So tickets go on sale February 8th, and they're between 54 and 150.
Yeah, 54 up high, but there'll be a screen, and you just kind of want to see how he looks, right?
That's right.
You're not going to have a problem hearing. All right, Ringo Starr coming to the State Farm Center August 20th. Tickets on sale February 8th. Was it Jock Jams last night? Miss Illinois was one of the judges, along with volleyball coach Chris Thomas. Mike Small, the best golf coach in America. Barry Houser with the best band in the land.
That's great.
And then they had a woman from one of the charities, also a judge. So there are five judges. They hold up a sign, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. And Jalen Cunningham, a very, quite funny, one of the best goalkeepers in Illini in Big Ten soccer. She's very funny. And Georgie Bashanjavili, was also, you know, 20-year-old freshman, the Illini basketball team. Oh, very fun. It was a fun night. And seeing all what happens is all the teams have to do an act. It's to raise money for charity. Cost $10 to get in. They had places to donate, and then they had silent auction and stuff. So it was a fundraiser.
And this was at Huff Hall?
Nope, it was the Folinger Auditorium.
Okay.
Into the quad, and pretty full.
Okay.
For the night, it was freezing with the wind chill down sub-zero. But anyway, it was a really fun evening. The men's and women's track and field ended up winning. They were the last act and came out in force. The gymnastics team, the men's gymnastic team, were trying for a three-peat. And they were outstanding. And they were winning till the last act.
They're probably putting some of their, you know, calisthenics.
Oh, no, they're doing flips and everything. But they had some real storyline going. Justin Spring was part of it as well.
Oh, nice.
And I think he injured himself because they were doing something on there that he hadn't done in a while.
So
anyway, it was really a good night. And they raised money for charity. And enjoyable, a lot of laughs. And you could see that some of the teams put about 5 minutes into it. But they had to get on there and just move to some music,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The basketball team, I was there, part of their act. I tell you one about Georgie Bashanjavili. He can actually dance. He did a little thing, and you're going, whoa. But word has it, and his bio says that when he was 6 years old, he learned how to do the rumba, the mamba, all the dance, also. All of those things. Georgie would be a really good Dancing with the Stars guy. because not that he'd have the time or the desire in it, but as far as a guy that can dance, he's pretty good.
Okay.
He's got some natural skill and ability, but his story, Georgie's story, is quite moving. No heat in his home. He's from Georgia, which was swallowed up by the Soviet Union and then broke apart, and then there were no jobs, and his mom had to leave to go earn money to send back. And she lived with video cameras and seen videos of them pretty hard.
Wow.
So Georgie's been through a lot, and they moved to Vienna when he was 14. Georgie Bashanzavili is not only a really good basketball player who I think will get paid to play basketball. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Whether it's the NBA or not, I don't know, but he's good. Georgie's a good player and quite the personality. Did a good job last night at Jock Jams. All right, 728 ESPN 93.5. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. Robert Rankins. With up to 7.3 million people hit by flu, scientists search for a better vaccine. You know, I didn't do a flu shot, generally never do. But I know the advice is to get a flu shot, probably not too late. But, boy, when the flu hits, it pounds you. Dr. Robert Rankin's a little on the status.
In fact, my daughter Anna got a flu shot and then got a thank you card from the hospital.
They thanked her?
Yeah. Thank you for protecting the others around you by getting your flu shot.
Well, that's nice.
I thought that was interesting.
That's coming up next. It's today, Tuesday. If you have a pet question, Dr. Todd Likens coming up in less than a half hour. 359-2255. We want to text in this morning. 729.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susan McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
2019 is going to be the year you get it together, right? Join that gym. Start that diet. Nah. How about getting out of that job and into a career? There are 2 million unfilled cybersecurity positions in the U.S. right now, and My Computer Career is training people to help fill them. No IT experience or education? No problem. This is all we do, and we do it in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu, ahead of Super Bowl Sunday, Atlanta hoping it won't be hobbled by an Arctic cold front.
We're both treating for the Super Bowl and treating for weather. So we've got 1 to 2 million extra guests in our home this week, and so you have to make sure your house is prepared.
It's Natalie Dale with the Georgia Department of Transportation. More than 100 flights canceled at Atlanta's airport, 1,000 across the country. Meanwhile, the northern plains and upper Midwest gripped by record cold.
Minus 24 in Chicago, Minneapolis, minus 26, minus 31. So this is potentially deadly weather. You cannot be outside in temperatures like that. Your skin will freeze in minutes. So there's Chicago, minus 24. 24 overnight on Thursday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, and a reversal for the Best Buy employee in California fired for helping police stop a suspect. The company now wants to rehire the Army veteran. This is Fox News.
Our local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Be careful in the cold this week as winter storm Jaden moves through. We are under a wind chill warning from 9 o'clock tonight until noon on Thursday. Today we're expecting a high of about 11 with winds gusting to 27 miles an hour. Tonight we'll get into the mid-teens. Tomorrow's high will be in negative territory. Wind chills tomorrow could hit 50 below zero. Weather.com says more than 1,800 flights have already been canceled. The storm's responsible for three deaths. The Champaign County Courthouse is closed tomorrow. The Brookings Administrative Center will be closed tomorrow as well. As of right now, University of Illinois students will be in class during this cold snap, but students there are petitioning for classes to be canceled. Illinois State University decided to cancel classes from 11 o'clock tonight through Thursday morning. About 13,000 people have signed a petition at change.org. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Check your weather, brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign, proud to provide all their current and future customers with an exceptional service department dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. They're your industrial equipment experts. Visit them online. Learn more, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com, or call 359-6262. Okay, we got cold, and it starts tonight. Really cold tonight.
Yes, and we just need to get through it. It's this one day with the wind chill warning starting this evening, low 17 below zero. So that means the wind chill could be 27 to 47 below zero. So don't stay outside long. They say you have 4 to 10 minutes if you have exposed skin to have some frostbite.
Oh, your face hurts.
Right.
I mean, when your face hurts, you know it's really cold.
That's right. Yeah. 6 below zero, the high tomorrow, down to 14 below zero Wednesday evening. Thursday, we're up to 12 with sunshine. 30% chance of precipitation bumps up to a 60% chance of snow showers, down to 10 Thursday evening. High around 30 with clouds on Friday. Sunshine on Saturday, high near 40. We're currently at 5 with the wind chill 14 below zero. ESPN 93.5.
Well, ISU called off school. So did the University of Iowa. There's a petition going around at the University of Illinois trying to get school canceled for tomorrow. I think 13,000 have signed that, and I'm sure university officials will be discussing all of that. It'll be hard to walk around in this kind of bitter cold, particularly tomorrow. And then it, you know, gets better by late Thursday and then into Friday, just a whole bunch better. So, I mean, it's going to be okay. It's nice to know just how short-lived it is. Okay, we'll touch on the flu and all of that coming up. But right now, there's something called winter blues, seasonal affective disorder. Impacts millions of Americans. Sun sets near 5, the number of daylight hours, one of the lowest points of the year. Healthy living specialist Dr. David Barchak, how are you?
I'm great, Stevie. How you doing?
It's a real deal, isn't it?
It is, man. I mean, like you said, millions of people, what we think is it's between 5 and 10% of the population of America, but when you have 330 million people in your country, then it's a couple million folks, you know, and it's much worse where you folks are in the northern latitudes, right, because you got less sunshine in the winter months, and this is related to our circadian rhythms that kind of run our not just our sleep cycle, but our daily cycle of hormone release through an area of the brain called the hypothalamus.
Wouldn't it be good to spend 2 weeks in Santa Barbara?
Somewhere, right? I mean, somewhere. But I heard I was on for listening to the weather, and you're going to have some sunshine in a couple of days. So the biggest thing is when it's freezing cold out and the sun's out, open the curtains and the shade, so and make sure you go get that sun, because you're not really sure when it's going to be back again.
Yeah.
In some parts of the country, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love light. I love being exposed to windows and outside, and it's just not something I like. It is a real something. You said circadia or something.
Yeah, the circadian rhythms is your body clock. It's from the Latin circa diem, or a 24-hour cycle, or about a day, right? So, but it can lead to, you know, mood swings, fatigue, anxiety, and some what we find is mild to moderate depression. But I think being educated about it, understanding the cycle, so that we can do some things to combat those midday blues, right?
Yeah. All right. So. Just know about it, because you say, well, I wonder why so-and-so is so down. Well, this could be part of that.
For sure. So the things that I got a few things to combat it. Number one is physical activity or exercise. So if you have a sedentary job and it's gloomy out, you're doubling down on the don't wants, I call them, right? So
yeah.
Make sure you get up from your desk, move your body around, go for a walk, go to the gym, go exercise. If it's freezing out, you can't go, you know, expose your body to minus 20 or 30 degree temperatures, but certainly you can get a treadmill, go walk at the mall, you know, do something to kind of make sure you're lifting your spirits. The other thing is, you know, be social, right? I mean, in other words, when it's gloomy out, the sun sets at 5 or earlier in some parts of the country, we go home, we put the TV on, and we just sit there, and now we're sitting all night, too. So mm-hmm. make an event with your friends and go out and be social and try to get some stimulation for your brain, because that's going to give you a lift in your spirit for sure.
David, appreciate the heads up. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Dr. David Barchek is down in Lafayette, Louisiana.
I think it's a natural reaction, especially when it gets so cold like tomorrow, to just want to bunker down and, you know, hibernate and stay under the covers, of course. But you just got to fight that and get outside, get some fresh air, start moving, and don't eat so much sugar and things like that.
Well, too. There's that. But, I mean, there's no doubt.
He didn't
again,
even talk about the nutrition, but. That's
yeah.
a factor, too.
Well, and people are affected by lack of light. That's a real thing. If you said 5 to 10%, I mean, it's 15 to 30 million people.
Right.
It's a lot of people. So, okay, Dr. David Barchek is a healthy living specialist down in Louisiana. ESPN 93.5 at 7:40, 10 minutes away from Dr. Todd. You have a pet question. Talk about taking the dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave them out.
I had to, like... give the boot in the back end of Olive today. She was like hovering, like, I don't want to go out.
You need a coat? She needs a coat. Just a short hair.
I said, I'll be back in 2 minutes. You just get her done. I'll be back.
Wait a minute. You're not going with her?
Oh, no.
Hold her paws or something? Yeah, it's trickier in this weather, but you certainly can't leave the pet out very long here.
That's right.
In the next few days. By the way, the Illinois basketball team playing in Minnesota tomorrow against the Golden Gophers. Fortunately, the game is inside because they're going to touch minus 26 and then Thursday morning minus 31 up in Minneapolis. That's really cold.
Wow.
They'll be on a charter and be back Wednesday night after the game, but still be late Wednesday. So pretty chilly. And, yeah, they got to be on that making sure everything works list, because when it's this cold, stuff kind of gets shut down. I know Amtrak cut out a route or two today. Because of severe weather, and
uh-huh.
I presume that's just cold. And whether the University of Illinois does anything tomorrow, we'll see. ISU has, University of Iowa has. A lot of people are calling off Wednesday. So I don't know what local schools or what they're doing here, but it's just going to be bitterly cold. And we all hear all the time about how kids are going to school with no coats, and they don't have the right coat, and they got windbreakers and all that other stuff.
Right.
Because this is stuff you can't be out in very long, at least for the next couple of days. 7:42, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can find them on North Neal before the mall. That's all they do is appliances. They've been around since 1977. Central Illinois owned. 40 years of appliance experience. You go to appliance-world.com, and you'll find out that they're carrying the Maytags, the Electrolux. You can go and do all your price searching and find out what they have. But Dick Van Dyke also gives you a free 10-year protection plan, which
wow.
can come in handy. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like quality incredible customer service, and, of course, affordable pricing and that free 10-year protection plan. That happened on one of the dryer doors. I had that, and it was about 2 months from expiring. I got a free everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Check out the Champaign location south of I-74 right on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
And my other elegant rant, as Joe McCullough says, is these tinted glass windows on cars. Why would anybody need a tinted glass on their car windows where you walk up and you don't see inside?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for it. And I know that at nighttime, it probably obscures some vision. It makes it harder to see when you're trying to drive.
And I've heard the old, their eyes are... Well, then wear sunglasses, Matt. What? Anyway, great to see you.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
And we're proud of what you've done, and we appreciate your service to your community.
And I know a lot of people like to take this moment to show appreciation for their coworkers. You got some good ones at the Urbana Police Department.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an amazing department. You know, I love all the people I work with. It's interesting. This is a career field where you kind of build some really strong bonds with people that you wouldn't really get in other industries, I think, just because of the stuff you go through together. And so, you know, we have the ability to make some really great friendships, and I've got some great people that I work with.
Matthew McKinney, thank you, and congratulations for being our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You the man. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
When it comes to homes, it makes a difference whom you list with and buy through. It makes a difference in down payment, sales price, purchase price, level of satisfaction, and countless other areas. For the best in quality and service, call Carol Meinhardt and the Selling Homes 24/7 team at REMAX Choice. Carol has experience with residential homes, commercial homes, rental properties, and so much more. Find them online at sellinghomes24-7.com or call or text them today at 217-840-3328. Carol and her team look forward to hearing from you.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
All right, 7:45. You have a pet question, 359-2255. You can text it in now as we go to our sports headlines.
The Illini in action against Minnesota tomorrow at 8. Go Illini. We have Ohio State and Michigan going at it. Michigan number 5 again in the AP poll. Maryland has bumped down to number 21 after the loss against the Illini. They're playing Northwestern tonight. And Wisconsin at number 24 in the new AP poll is at Nebraska. The Bulls are at Brooklyn tonight. Golden State over the Indiana Pacers. That final was 132-100. Some Bears players news. Offensive lineman Bobby Massey's 4-year deal has been locked in. And kicker Redford Jones, 24-year-old, played for Tulsa. There's speculation that the Bears will part with Cody Parkey, who missed 11 kicks during the season, including that double doink. Let's not talk about it. General manager Ryan Pace says this $5.2 million salary cap if they release him before June 1st. So I have a feeling Cody Parkey will stay with the Bears at least until June, and then they can make some adjustments. Adam Vinatieri, 46-year-old Colts kicker. I believe in February he turns 47.
Well, it's 24 years, I think, in the league.
Wow.
24 years.
And so he'll join 47-year-old Morten Andersen. I think it was Great Dane was his nickname or something. He was
Danish Ford, Danish kid kicked at Michigan State, too, in college.
And then George Blanda.
George Blanda, I think, was older.
Player.
Wasn't he older than 47? I thought George Blanda made 50. I mean, it was crazy. He played quarterback, too.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable, back in the 70s.
So that's what's trending in Bears Nation anyway, and the prediction of snow in Atlanta down to 21 tonight and tomorrow night. Atlanta is not used to the cold and snow.
What's up for Super Bowl Sunday, though?
It's up to 50.
Yeah, and it's inside, but just transportation could be a little messed up.
At least coming in today or tomorrow. Now, if they have plans for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no problem.
Yep, they're fine.
Exactly. But they are talking about canceled flights in O'Hare and Atlanta today and tomorrow. So if you're heading that way, you might want to check things out first. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
If you want to get a vehicle that you can trust and love, it's Honda, BMW at drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership. They are so good at everything. They have to be to win that award. They want to take care of you. If you go in there, you'll be met by somebody friendly, and they'll warm that car up for you. You can go test drive something today or tomorrow. It'll be really cold, and they'll warm it up. Nice warm car. They'll even heat that seat for you, because a whole lot of the Hondas I know have the seat heating thing, and that's really nice.
Yes, it is.
And the BMWs have the warm steering wheels. That's really nice.
Wow.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone.
And very active in the community, too. I've seen he and Dawn at numerous charity events, and I know that One Winter Night is coming up on Friday night. So many people seem to be stepping up and volunteering and getting invested, involved in that. And, of course, that's Friday, February 1st, 6 p.m. into Saturday morning, 6 a.m. And the weather looks a little better than midweek on that event. So thanks to those who are stepping up and supporting our homeless community.
Okay. And, again, drivechampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. Dr. Todd Likens is coming up next. You have any pet questions? Fire away. 359-2255. That is coming right after this.
I might be wacky.
Always like talking about doggies and kitties and cats. And
I'm your best friend. You can
if you have anything for Dr. Todd Likens, you can check in with us.
I deserve a treat because I'm a fluffy babe. I got hair. Shaking the air, talking by the day.
Man, if you don't have a
because I'm
coat,
if you feel
I mean, dog coats are like a thing. And little Lovey needs one for sure. Charlie and Bella are fine. White Goldens are fine, but it's cold, man. Dr. Todd Likens has joined us. How are you?
Hey, it's cold out there. I agree with you.
You can't really leave him out very long. You can't forget about your dog outside the next 2 days, right?
Yeah, I was going to look up that chart where they told you how long they could stay out, and I just haven't had time. It's been busy, which is amazing in this cold weather. But, yeah, it's a very short time at this time. You know, we're actually, our dogs are, we're setting up the basement playroom for our guys, so they're not going to go outside and play today.
Basement for the herd. That'll be noisy.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Yeah, so they,
lots of racing around.
You won't let them run out and just sprint the property for a few minutes?
A few minutes, yes. We'll let them go out and tour the fence and make sure everything's safe out there.
Yeah.
But they won't get to stay out very long in weather like this.
A little
frostbite
more.
Frostbite is a real possibility.
Is it really? So frostbite for dogs is a real deal?
Yep, it happens. It happens for sure. Not good thing.
Okay. All right, so that's certainly issue one. Be careful when the doggies go out. You just can't forget about them. Hopefully they'll come bark at your door, but some dogs don't. So you have to make sure the doggie gets in. Little Morky Lovey is like, because the little paws are cold, man. They get a little ice between the little thingies, and man.
My older girls, I was taking them out for the morning walk here, and they saw that ice, man, they just froze. They didn't want to go over the ice. So they know that they can get hurt going over the ice. We get a lot of what we call splay legs, where they fall down, their legs go way out.
Yeah.
And that'll create a nerve issue for a few days where the nerve impulses aren't quite right in their legs.
My friend Mike says he brings Rizzo in to get Walterized. Are we still bathing in this cold?
Believe it or not, we are. I can't believe people are actually even booking for tomorrow. I mean, we get them all dry before they leave here. But, if you get them here, we'll still do it. I tell you that. Get a good snow crew out there. They've done a good job of keeping things pretty ice-free out there as best they can.
Our little Olive is going through heat right now, and she's only 9 months old. I think that was early. I don't see her maturing like this. I guess I can't stop it.
Nope, it happens. So you need to be real cautious for the danger period can last up to 3 weeks, but generally the first 7-8 days, she'll bleed, but then the bleeding will stop. But that doesn't mean the boys aren't still going to want to come around afterwards.
She's not fixed, not spayed.
I mean, she will be, but we were waiting between that 9 month and and a half window.
Okay, I thought they got done earlier than that. All right.
No, some of the research shows on the bigger dogs, they have less problems with hip dysplasia, so you wait till they're a little older.
Wow, so you got to watch those wild wolves around the neighborhood, Diane.
Yeah, okay.
That's amazing. They'll come from Savoy, man. they'll find you. It's nuts. Okay, you got your Taste of the Wild. It's $39.99 or something. It's the cheapest in town for the highest quality food. It's there at Dr. Todd's. You want to grab a bag of that, your doggies will thank you for sure. They love that stuff.
Yeah, we're selling a lot of it, and it's growing every day, which is great because that's what we want. More people come in and say, hey.
Okay, and what's the new? I guess Taylor, here's the buzz I'm getting on the street. Taylor's bringing the puppy in?
Yeah, Cotton's a working dog. If you want to see cuteness, that's the dog. We've got two new ones, Daisy Mae and Cotton, and Cotton's coming to work with Taylor. Taylor will sit at the front desk, and Cotton's on her lap just looking happy.
So sure.
The doggy is so, when they're puppies,
Cotton.
It's just crazy. Okay, again, heads up on the cold, folks. Dr. Todd Likens, you can call the Pet Pro. You can get hold of them. How do they do that, Todd?
Hey, we're 355 Pets, 586 Pets, corner of Kirby and Manis, by the police station of Mahomet. We're everywhere.
dog coats are helpful? I mean, is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, on a short-haired dog, yes. On a long-haired coat, not really that helpful because they'll bush their hair up to make thicker insulation in this cold.
Okay. Because Lovey sure needs a coat, man.
Lovey needs a coat.
Yeah,
she prefers a nice thick coat.
I told the dogs last night, I said, everybody in, you guys need to be on the couch by the fireplace with pot roast. Come on up. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you. I'll come by sometime.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, a Pet Pro.
Excellent.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, break for the news. Be back again that segment I promised on the flu. Chicago is brutally cold as well. We got a live report from the Windy City. That's also just ahead. It is Tuesday. This is the 29th of January, ESPN 93.5.
Enjoy the area's best.